Lebanon today approved a long-delayed plan to place closed-circuit cameras on all roads in Beirut to tighten security after a wave of bombings and political killings. The region has been plagued by political killings since the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri. Meanwhile, landmine activists say cluster bombs dropped by Israel on southern Lebanon in the recent month-long war with Hezbollah are still killing up to 4 civilians a day, a third of them children. Director of Caritas Lebanon, George Khoury, told us how the mines were also causing destitution among farm workers.
People are not, allowed to go to their field, and it's very risky, especially now with the harvesting season of the olives and the tobacco. Second, they cannot get out of the main road. They cannot into the lateral roads or get to their business very easily. On top of what they have lost during the wartime, they are losing now their means of living, of subsistence. They don't get what they are habitually depend on as far as income, Especially they are mainly farming, family farmers. So if they don't have this kind of income, they have no other means of subsistence. Now, for the time being, we are getting involved with the resettlement activities, fixing homes and assisting in rebuilding their source of income. But we depend so much on the UN and the Lebanese army to free the field from these bombs and give free access to people to move around and in.